This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, consequences of disorder. In today's lesson, we will talk about the consequences of disorder in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam gives importance to the discipline, and anything that is disorder, if there is non-disciplined actions in the life of a person, Islam is against all these things. Therefore, when we look at the Islamic teachings, we see that Islam has defined some of the consequences of having disorder in our life. The first of them is that when someone is not disciplined in his life, he has the disorderness in his life, then obviously he will face chaos in his life. And this chaos is basically taking him to a place where he cannot even have a good life. His life becomes corrupt, and the corruption in his life is due to not following a proper schedule, not following a discipline, not having timetable for the works that he needs to done. Therefore, when he does not have a timetable, when he does not perform things on their time, when he does not have any discipline, then he follows any path, then he takes any route in order to reach to what he wants. And this kind of action or this kind of deed where he follows any path in order to reach his destination or his goal brings the corruption in his personal life and the social life. Therefore, Islam says no to the disorderness. And therefore, the first consequences that Islam talks about is that the person will have the chaos in his life due to the disorderness. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of consequences of disorder in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that Islam is against the disorder, and it talks about the discipline and having discipline. Now, the first consequence is we said that it brings chaos in the life of a person. The second consequence is which we can talk about is that it brings the deterioration of social personality. And when it is basically harming the social personality of a person, then obviously a person cannot perform actions, he cannot live the way he should in the society. Now, it is important. Why? Because the human being is a social animal. So when we are this social animal, we need to be careful about our actions. We need to be careful about deeds, what we perform. And due to the chaos in our life, due to not having a special or a specific routine or schedule or timetable for our life and taking everything easy in the life, it brings a chaos. And on the other hand, people will know that this person does not know how to socialize in the society. He does not have any plan. He does not have any kind of discipline in his life. Therefore, they will never rely on us. They will never trust on a person who have chaos in his life, who does not have a discipline in his life. So discipline brings the trust of the people. Discipline is bringing the popularity or maybe the respect in the society. Imam Ali has said that man badala irdahu dhalla, the one who takes easy about his honor in the society, then obviously he is humiliated in the society. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.